Welcome to Dr. Zoe Today, where the topics are always real, raw, and relevant about love, sex, and relationships. Warning, do not listen to this show if you are sensitive to controversial issues or easily offended. Dr. Zoe and her guests are not to be held liable for any shock, pissing of the pants, sudden desire of change, or uncontrollable laughter. Now, here's your host, Dr. Zoe.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Dr. Zoe Today. My guest tonight has been featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, has worked with the television show Castle, American Idol. He's done work with VH1, Miss Universe, and many more. He is celebrity choreographer Brooklyn J. Welcome to the show, Brooklyn.
What up?
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Awesome. Before we get started, I want you to tell all my listeners where they can check you out and connect with you.
What's up, Dr. Zoe listeners? This is Brooklyn J. You can check me out. I think my Twitter is my Instagram. You can check me on Instagram at TheBrooklynJ. You can also go to YouTube and type in Brooklyn J and thousands of stuff will pop up, and I hope you like what you see.
And Brooklyn, your last name is spelled J-A-I, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people say jaw.
I know.
J-A-I.
Brooklyn, just like the city, and J-A-I. So you got a lot of exciting stuff going on right now. You're working on a new reality show. You're getting ready to release a new single, traveling the world, and, of course, teaching dance. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, like you said, I've been traveling a lot. I'm on this convention called Hollywood Connections, and basically what we do is just go to different cities, and it's got a lot of great choreographers that have been in the industry forever and have done so many great things that you and I love, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. So we travel, and we show these kids what we got, and we go full out, and it's just amazing.
Cool.
Experience.
That is awesome.
And then I just shot a pilot for a reality show. It's called Brooklyn's Empire. And
cool.
It's basically about my life, me going from being a choreographer to now a recording artist. And I've got a lot of great feedback. I've got a great response. I was a little bit worried about them not accepting me as a recording artist, but the feedback has been great because my shows are just freaking full out. So
awesome.
That's love.
Awesome. You're absolutely gorgeous, and I'm sure you get this question all the time, but what national – oh, come on. You're like a 10. You're definitely a 10, which, you know, is such a blessing. I'm like an 8 or a 9. You're a fucking 10. Anyway.
No, you're a 10. Well, I was looking at your pictures today, and I'm like, this girl is beautiful. Like, what the heck?
Oh, thank you. But what nationality are you? I know you probably get asked that question all the time.
Well, it's so funny because just the other day I walked into a 7-Eleven and the guy's like, "Oh my God, are you like my nationality?" And I was like, "No, I'm sorry, I am."
So are you mixed
black.
Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Mexican and black. I have got a little.
Oh
black
my gosh.
And I got a little Mexican side. So bam, here I am.
What color are your eyes? Your eyes are like really light though.
Sometimes they're really light and sometimes they're really dark. I don't have like the gorgeous, gorgeous eyes, but you know, I'll take it till I make it.
Oh my gosh, you got the gorgeous eyes. I wear contacts sometimes too. I do.
I used to wear contacts.
I'm Greek and Italian. Hey, I know people that are going and having surgery to have the color of their eyes changed. So, hey, whatever works, right?
And you know, I just saw somebody who did that and they went blind.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I saw it on a post on Facebook. It was crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't know.
You stick to contact.
Yeah, I know. That is absolutely nuts. So how did you get started? Well, let's talk about this first. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Stockton, California, a little small town, but I love it.
Okay. And
it's
so
right
why the name Brooklyn then?
I don't know. My mom just was just very creative and just called
cool.
me. You know, name me Brooklyn. Brooklyn J.
That's cool. That is really cool. All right, so you grew up there. Did you have brothers and sisters, or what was the deal?
I do. I have, my mom has 6 kids.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And I started dancing when we were younger, and I just started teaching all my sisters. Of course, my brother didn't want to be a dancer, but I started teaching my sisters, and then we started doing dance groups and all that stuff, and that's where it basically started. It kicked off. Like this.
Okay, so how old were you when you started dancing?
I was about 7 or 8.
Okay. Where do you rank in the 6 kids? Is it, are you in the middle? Are you older or younger?
It's my sister and it's me. We're twins.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea you were a twin. That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's me and my sister, and then it's Missy, and then it's me and my sister, Andrea, and then it is Steven, and then Missy, and then Tiana, and then Anthony, my baby brother Anthony.
Oh, cool. So yeah. You guys were, like, dancing in the house, and you started, like, choreographing with your brothers and sisters. Is that how it kind of got started when you were little?
Yeah, well, I started, my mom used to always call me spaghetti legs because I would stand in front of the TV and, like, do this jitter thing. Like, I don't know. she would do the dance to the T, but she said I was, like, bouncing around. And then from there, I just started, like, really getting involved. Nobody taught me. This is something
you know,
I
it's so funny. My little brother, I have one brother. He's 3 years younger, and he used to call me Dance Fever because I used to have fake IDs not to go drink, but to just go dance. So when I was like 14, 15, 16 years old, I grew up in Florida. So, like, I'm going into the best clubs in Miami. We're,
right.
You know, everywhere.
Yeah.
And I am actually getting in with a fake ID not to drink, but to dance. it's really funny. So mom and dad both at the house, or like, did you grow up with a single mom, or how did that all work out?
It was my mom and my brothers and sisters' dad.
Okay.
And so I running around the house dancing and putting on shows when my mom had guests over. They probably
cool.
Because we were so like, you're gonna watch our show and you're gonna love it.
Okay, so obviously very good-looking. I'm sure your family is very good-looking. How old were you when you started dating?
I was 13. I'm sorry to say, but I was 13.
Were you like a handful? Like, you know, when you have a good-looking kid, I have a son, and he's gorgeous, and he's a photographer. And, like, recently there's this – he's 14, okay? And recently there's, like, this 22-year-old girl who comes up to him and sees him with this badass camera because I spoil my kid and he gets all the best photography equipment. And she sees him taking pictures, and she comes up to him. She's like, will you photograph me? Here's my number, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And I'm like, he's 14. Like, and he's like, Mom, I can make mad money photographing. Like, I need to do this.
Sure.
Da, da, da. He's like, I'm like, no, that's not going to happen yet. I'm sorry. You're going to have to stick to, like, street photography and sunsets and shit. Like, that's not going to happen yet. But when you were 13, were you, like, a handful? Because, like, I know, you know, I'm sure, like, your mom was probably protective and stuff.
You know, actually, I was, you know, I've always been involved or more into my career.
Into your art,
always.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never a handful. First of all, my mom put the fear in God in us. So if we did anything wrong, she was like on us. But we were good kids, and we played and we hung out in the yard and all that stuff and played with our friends. But I was always the one that was out there trying to choreograph something or trying to get my friends to dance and trying to get them to do this or that. So
you weren't a player when you were a teenager. You were like a sweet kid.
Yeah, I was a sweet kid. I wasn't a player. No.
I just know, like, when you're good looking, it's so easy to be a player. Okay, all right. So I've always personally believed that when someone is a good dancer, that means that they're good in bed. Would you agree?
Come on, you
have more experience with this. I mean, you're around dancers all the time.
I got some moves and I got some good rhythm, so you put some together.
All right, but not just talking about you. What about your experience as far as, like, you know, with people that you know?
I've had some bad experience.
Okay. All right. So speaking of your career, so you start off, you're dancing, you're choreographing your friends, you're always getting stuff going. What was your first major break in your career?
Well, I was. I remember being in Stockton, and I joined a dance group called Stick With It. And my friend actually told me about it when I was in high school. He's like, "Yo, there's a dance group called Stick With It in Stockton, California. You need to come check it out." And so I went to the. They were having auditions, and I sat there, and I didn't get up to audition. I was just watching the audition. But as I'm watching the audition, I was going through it in my head. So the choreographer goes, "Oh, you look like you know the choreography. Can you get up and do it?" So I get up and do it, and I kind of booked the gig. And so we've toured and we competed and all that stuff. But my first big gig is when I dropped everything that I was doing in Stockton and moved to LA off of $1,800.
Wow.
Yeah, and I
just bought a puppy for $1,800, and everybody thinks I'm crazy.
Damn!
Anyway, so, yeah, it's so cute. Oh, my gosh, I love her. Anyway, okay, $1,800. It's just in my head because I just bought this puppy for $1,800 the other day. And everyone's like, "Are you kidding me? I can't believe you paid that for a dog." I know. And all you rescue people, please don't get on my shit. Okay, now... so $1,800, you moved to LA, and so
yeah.
What, I mean, that's obviously a ballsy move, and it was something that you felt led to do. How old were you when you did that?
I think I was like 17.
Okay. All right. So you go to LA, and what happens?
So I moved to LA, and I was with my girlfriend, and we moved here, and then things changed. You know, she started, experiencing the life out here and all that stuff. And so I was actually homeless for about 6 to 7 months.
Wow.
Homeless. Living in North Hollywood under people's cars and walking the park and sleeping on benches and like flat out homeless. Like it was
wow.
Crazy. Yeah.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about that time, because I think that, like, the higher the call, the stronger the adversity with somebody who has, like, a high call on their life or has, like, you know, a vision and a purpose. And, you know, I've gone through struggles myself, and I know for me personally, years ago when I went through struggles where I was broke, busted, and disgusted, I would never have become the person that I am today if I didn't go through that. So we're talking
right.
about, did you, like, go to homeless shelters and you're on the street, and did you, like, how did you, like, make it?
I came out here, you know, like you said, on a... for a purpose. I came out here to try to better my career, become a star, and, do something with my life. I basically walked the streets at night because I was too afraid to sleep because I was afraid somebody would bug me or whatever. So I would walk, and literally I had bought earphones from the 99 cent store with music. And I would walk around and dance around North Hollywood and just stay up. And then when the sun came up, I would try to go sleep, but I got smart, and I was still taking dance classes from people that I knew. And one day I was taking dance classes at the Edge. It's in Hollywood. And a guy came up to me and he said, "You look like you should be on TV."
Yeah, you do.
Do you want to do extra work?
Yeah.
And so I said, yes. So I took the opportunity, and it was legit. I was doing extra work for Girlfriends on UPN, one-on-one with Kyla Pratt. Like, I was doing all this extra work.
Awesome.
And was saving all the money. And then I had lost all the money the day I was going to get an apartment.
How did you lose all the money?
I went to a gas station to change my pants because I had just got out of class. And I went to a gas station to change my pants. And I guess the money had fallen out. Mm-hmm. I had cashed all the checks. And I had all cash on me. So when I went to go get the apartment, go look at the apartment, put the deposit down, I didn't have any money.
Oh, my gosh. So what did you do then?
I ran back to the gas station where I knew I left from that, from point A to point B, where it couldn't have been no other place. I had
right.
the money when I was at the gas station. I went back, dropped to my knees in the bathroom, looked under the stall, nothing. It was like $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah. And so, I mean, how did you get yourself out of that situation? Did you just continue to work and had to re-save up?
Well, no. Shane Sparks, which I will always forever, ever love. Shane Sparks is a huge choreographer in the industry. He was choreographing for a girl named Angel Faith, who was a pop star. They created the We're the Kids in America, that song.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I guess they remade it, and they became huge. There was a girl group called No Secret.
Okay.
So she went solo, and I guess the person that was dancing for her, he got let go. I don't know what the situation was, but Shane got in contact with me, and he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm actually doing nothing." And he's like, "Can you drop everything you're doing right now, and we're going to, can you come on tour?"
Wow.
So I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything, so I was like, I have clothes, let's do it. They had a car pick me up, take me to the airport. They already had a ticket for me, and they flew me to Atlanta. And from there, I think that's where my career just took off.
Wow. So this is how you started working with celebrities?
This is how I started working. Yeah, I started working with celebrities. I did the tour for about a year and a half, and then from that tour, we jumped on different tours. We were, like, with Ashley Simpson. We were with JoJo. We were with 3LW. So I just started making connections from there. And then one day when I came back from that tour, the tour was over, I asked Millennium. It's a dance studio in North Hollywood where all the celebrities go and they rehearse. And, you know, if you go in, there's just tons of celebrities on the walls who've danced at Millennium. I asked if I could teach a class, but I didn't have that great of a resume yet.
Right.
So the director of...